This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Back to the Nutramedic Report. Matthew Deagle is here, and I sold us on, and he was going to send us some documents. I don't think I have those yet, Matthew, but when we can, perhaps before the next break, we'll get those and post those up. I want you to kind of talk about what are the key issues you want to talk about today, because we have everything. We've got CHOP going on with another violent activity with guns that occurred in the Seattle district. We have the spread of George Soros and other induced global, if you want to call it Nazi communism, trying to take over. We have this latest book by this former assistant to Donald Trump that's trying to attack him at the same time. He's not totally agreeing with the Democrats. America's in a bit of I call it a conniption right now. It doesn't make sense at all, does it? I'd like you to kind of see what you see behind the scenes of what's going on here, because I think we are in a kind of pretty desperate times, aren't we?
Well, like I said last week, the situation right now is pretty much the result of, our since the 19th century, we adopted compulsory schooling, and this has produced a bunch of brainwashed degenerates in combination with overpopulation. So now we're so overpopulated that people's IQs have gone.
Well, I don't agree with the overpopulation thing. I think the population thing is not the key issue. I think it's education.
No, it is.
It's also a deterioration of the biology. There's been some studies showing. Let me finish. There's been some studies showing the drop in IQ in the last 20 years. That people are actually getting stupider because of the bad diet. The rate of ADD has gone up tremendously. When I went to medical school, it's gone up to from 1 in 4,500 to 1 in 28, in some cities, 164. We have more and more people that are getting basically infertile. We have a male sperm count drop 75%. We see basically, as Arnold Schwarzenegger, we see men turning into guy men basically because our hormone levels are blocked by xenoestrogens and by toxic pesticides and other things that are in the food. We have crazy attorneys that are basically corrupt, just trying to make lots of money, putting in laws like even the Supreme Court latest decision to it's okay to have protection against your sex, male or female, whatever you are, but you don't want protection of sexual orientation so that males are competing in female sports, for example, and they're protected, which means female sports will be wiped out by training males. I mean, this is kind of crazy stuff that's going on now, isn't it?
It's all just crazy, lawless nonsense. But, when you talk about the overpopulation, what caused it, the religions, right, the religious heretics, like the Catholic Church, Muslims and Hindus and so forth, this is even a major factor in the behavior of blacks right now in regard to the Black Lives Matter riots and all of this and the crime rates and the low IQ. That's all because of overpopulation fundamentally. And that's the overpopulation of the races that they belong to, because actually American blacks
I think the main thing I see is drugs. For example, I'm a toxicologist. I worked with industry back in Colorado. I was actually director for a time for Health Souls for the city. And no one in the industry could work if they got marijuana in their body or any form of like benzylgonine for cocaine. And so if we tested them, you couldn't be operating a forklift on the effect of these drugs. So why are we tolerating schools or public workplaces or whatever? Why do we tolerate universities where people are taking drugs? And then also toxic teaching. These professors are plain leftist, globalist communists, aren't they? I mean, you go right across the country, that's what they are, right?
Well, I mean, that's something else. That people are so stupid and so brainwashed now that they will buy the idea, for example, that George Floyd was murdered when he actually died of a fentanyl overdose. And the reason why he died is because the police were going to be equipped with Narcan, but they were not equipped with Narcan. As a result of a budget decision by the Democrat mayor.
Well, by the way, I got an announcement for you, Matt. I got an announcement for you. Last week when you did your show, he got banned on YouTube everywhere in the world except Australia. And therefore, what I did is I still have it up in the middle hour. Let me finish. The middle hour was in a three-hour video, which is still up on YouTube. So they didn't ban it there because they were trying to be sneaky. I managed to get it up in the middle hour of my Vita Radio, but I also put it over in Brighteon just over the weekend, and it's getting lots of hits. So if you go to our Brighteon channel, I've increased it quite a bit. You have your own spot there.
Yeah, what's going on here is that these crazy fanatics on YouTube or wherever think they're going to censor the truth and somehow make it go away, when obviously the truth is not going to change or go away, just going to provoke people to hate them and attack them. And I think that's what's actually going on here. This is a very significant part of all this, that what's going on here is that these people are being agitated as controlled opposition to use them as cannon fodder, as an excuse to, or a pretext to crack down and ban certain political views and parties. Remember how the Nazis banned the Communist Party after the Reichstag fire? Well, that's kind of what's going on now. These leftists are being agitated to make a joke out of themselves.
Well,
enemies of society, after which they will be banned, along with probably the Democrat Party and liberals in general, will be banned in the USA and EU as a result of all of this. So I do not recommend it. I highly being a fanatic, right? Because you look at what they're doing right now. Iconoclasm. Sean King just came out saying that they should take down all white statues of Jesus or white paintings of Jesus Christ because supposedly it's racist, well, which entails destroying most of the religious art in the U.S., right? It's ridiculous. It's like communist-level fanaticism or ISIS. Then you have the destruction of city centers. It's totally illogical fanaticism. And what this does is it makes their movement a public enemy. Right, it makes them into a patsy, which can then be attacked by.
Well, we see that already. They tried to open it up in other cities, they tried to open it up in Minneapolis and in New York City, and it got put down. I don't know what's holding back Trump. When I talked last week, we had Jerome Corsi's back on Wednesday, and what Jerome says is he can't move quickly against the CHOP people. Although we want to, the military basically tried to cut Trump off. You don't need tanks in there. You need drones and helicopters. You need other things so you can get perimeter control. Josh Bernstein last week recommended just cutting off the power and electricity, and then just putting razor wire and having one exit point where they can get arrested as they come out. So you power the power, electricity, and sewage off in the CHOP area. And then you don't need to go to do much of anything. You just wait till they actually, you know, can't go to the bathroom or get water, and no lights, and all of a sudden, boom, and there's no food going in there, so they're going to start starving. They have to come out. So to me, that's a very straightforward way to deal with this. I think that Josh, I think what we have to do is understand we need the rule of law, and we need go ahead.
Well, you think about what they're doing, right? It's so extreme and so ridiculous. They want to abolish the police. Doesn't even make any sense, right? They want to abolish the police, and they want to arrest people for hate speech or exacerbate their criminal charges with hate crimes, right? So how do you abolish the people who enforce laws and then arrest people for breaking the law? It doesn't make any sense, right? But they're extreme views.
Well, I heard some comments by people saying that they
are very.
I heard the comments by somebody.
It's very suspicious to me because the fact that this all suggests it's being agitated by somebody else with a right-wing agenda in order to create a false enemy that they can then affiliate with the Chinese or whatever. They can claim that these protesters and extremists are traitors and allies of China. And then they can.
Well, apparently it's funded by George Soros and some of these other groups, which I don't know what their eventual point is, because I have some documents indicate that some of these people are talking about bringing in UN troops. Now, if you have UN troops with guns and so on, they're not American citizens, and they start harming the citizenry of America thinking they're going to take our guns, it'll be a civil war, and we will terminate and kill most of the UN troops as soon as they try to start taking over cities.
Well, let's go back.
It's going to get to be a violent revolution, and you're absolutely correct. Eventually, we will be banning. Well, let me finish. We'll eventually be banning the form of extremism we see now in CHOP. And these mayors and governors, as far as I'm concerned, need to be arrested now. The fact that they're abandoning their cities. And by the way, the people dying are, often black or Hispanic that are being shot here, and we can't even get the police and the EMTs in to help them. It's ridiculous, right?
Yeah, let's go back to the time of the early 2000s and compare then and his actions to now of George W. Bush. Right now he claims to be all against systemic racism, and he's supposedly a moderate rhino that believes in liberalism. But that's not true at all, right? There's no way that this guy agrees with Black Lives Matter, because he put more funding into the police and militarization of police and creation of new police agencies than any other president in history. So that's obviously not really what he's up to, right? What is George W. Bush really doing? It's agitating the left as a pretext to treat them just like ISIS, but domestically, and drone and bomb and destroy them and eventually ban Democrats.
Yeah.
Right? He's going to ban Democrats. I don't think it's George Soros fundamentally who's behind this. I think it's George Bush.
Well, right now I see even the Fox News. It looks like we're going to break, Matt. We'll be back in just a minute, okay?
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you. Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871. Or NutriMedical.com, and listen to the NutriMedical report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutriMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutral. Neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Before we get back into a dialogue back and forth on this, number one, I think a solution involves pro-litigant action. People need to take pro-litigant action and use logic and decency in the courts. What is happening is pure insanity. If you actually look at the behavior of the demon rats and the Rhino Republicans, it's not just Democrats, it's clinically they're insane. They want to destroy the constitutional republic and the rule of law. They want to destroy even the proper dual process. This DA, for example, in Atlanta, declared a guy a murderer, which basically is a death sentence in Georgia, for actually following police procedure. When somebody pulls a taser and they're not trained, if they hit you in the eye, they'll take your eye out. If they hit you in your neck, you're going to die.
There's no way.
So, I want an interface of, say, drone nets. Let me finish. Yeah, let me finish, okay? So do you want a drone net or some other thing, like a knockdown weapon, not even a... police as the enemy and trying to remove the police or make them liable so that they no longer want to work. That's pure insanity. And I don't want to live in a country that thinks they can get rid of police and have a decent country. I don't want to live here. I don't want to tolerate it. I don't want to see where violent criminals are going to try to come to my house and I have to use non-lethal or lethal weapons against the buggers. Because believe me, when they try to bother Dr. Deagle, they're not going to have a bad day. I'm going to have an appointment for them to see their maker. Okay?
That's the whole idea, though. What I'm saying, this is agitation of the left to make them into a self-destructive, fanatical cult, just like ISIS, which ultimately warrants things like mass arrests and executions and bombings and dronings. Right? That's why they're behaving just like ISIS. This is actually controlled opposition by what you may see as the continuation of the Nazi Sturmabteilung of Ernst Röhm. Right? So, and what is that? Well, let's look at it, right? George W. Bush's grandfather was one of the donators, significant patrons of the American Bund, the Nazi party here. George Bush is a member of secret societies directly tied to the Thule Society in Bavaria. He pretty much used a false flag terror attack, which he allowed to happen, as an excuse to bring in Nazi-style legislation. That's what he's doing, right? He's pretending to be a liberal or a rhino, as he actually...
In fact, he...
As behind the scenes, what is Bush actually doing? He is making the Democrats into an extremist communist-type threat, which can then be put down as an excuse to ban the Democrat Party, just like how Hitler banned the Communist Party. That's what's actually going on, right? So it's that long ago.
There's a parallel here.
Like 19, 20 years
ago. Wasn't his grandfather directly involved with the banks and funding the Nazis?
Yes, Prescott Bush was directly involved in funding the Nazis and organizing the Nazi rallies here in the U.S. And Bush himself, right? What do you think Stolen Bones is, right? This is where it gets weirder again, because remember, a lot of these top Nazis were also Jews. So Bohemian Grove also includes a lot of Jews, but that's what these rabbis have been involved in all along. A lot of them are very pro-Hitler and very not genocidal toward the Jews, like Schneerson, right? Menachem Mendel Schneerson said that Hitler was an avenging angel of God sent to remove a diseased limb of Judaism. Herschel Steinschneider, also known as Erich Jan Hanussen, was a close friend of Hitler and a member of the Thule Society, who was Hitler's clairvoyant that taught him how to use suggestive language to manipulate crowds. He was a Jewish rabbi, the son of a Jewish rabbi.
188,000 of the SS were actually of so-called...
Yeah, many of them were also crypto-Jews. Like
right, 188,000 of the SS were actually Jews while the Jews were dying on death camps, right?
Adolf Eichmann actually... Eichmann actually helped several Orthodox rabbis escape the Holocaust while he was actually signing off on mass murders of other Jews at the same time. So we're talking like this is how bad these people are, right? They're Nazis,
right.
Genocidal Nazis, right? And they're pretending to be liberals, pretending to be worried about anti-Semitism or racism or whatever, but they are not at all, right? It's just an intelligence cover for their nefarious activities. And what are their nefarious activities? What is George W. Bush's ultimate goal here? Is World War III between the U.S. and Russia?
Global control. Global control, right?
Right? Mass murder of entire countries of people. That's what they want. Right? It's genocide. This is like the worst version of Nazism.
Yeah, in other words, one of the things that ticked off the globalists is... Yeah, let me make a comment here, Matt. Now, let me make a comment here. One of the things you're running the right track is when George Bush, when Donald J. Trump tried to interact with the head of Russia, the media and the politicians went haywire, completely crazy, trying to say that he was being manipulated and controlled by Putin. What people don't understand, one of the ways to stabilize the world is to stabilize a right, but you got to understand that he's been manipulated by people around him. He's not entirely bad, but he's manipulated by bad people. For example, we've been in contact with him for 3 years with John W. Spring about the Russian missiles in Nicaragua and Larachil Island. Now, those missiles have been placed there not to attack America, but to get America some of the elements inside Russia that want to work with the globalists, so we'll surrender to world government. Just like our power grid and our internet is not protected, so that we'll eventually be surrendered to world government. Our Federal Reserve System, let me finish. My Federal Reserve System, when you get a check from social services, like your pension check, it comes from the IMF. It doesn't come from the U.S. government. It comes from the International Monetary Fund. Continue. Go ahead.
All right. But yeah, what I'm saying is that even the global government, the George Soros stuff, is just a cover for the actual underlying, much worse plan of World War III and mass genocide, right? So what's really going on here is that this leads to the crackdown on liberals and the liberal parties like Democrats as being affiliated with traitors or being traitors who are allies of open enemies like Islamists or communists or the People's Republic of China, right? This is all intended to remove them so that there's nothing standing in the way of a Republican dictator who wants to wage wars, i.e. George W. Bush. And guess what? What this ultimately wants to do is to simply mass murder billions of people. The goal is just genocide, wanton mass murder of billions through nuclear war. And it isn't even attempting a world government. That's just a cover that gets idiots like George Soros to participate in it. The ultimate goal of the rabbis and the Nazis is to kill Europeans and kill Jews, ironically enough. Kill and also mostly Arabs and Persians, Africans, and so forth. And they are just genocidal maniacs. And I explained in my last show, if somebody can find it, what this is, the 666 cult leaders who hate those who believe in them. But what this is, ideologically speaking, is the worst form of Nazism, which is the Sturmabteilung, or SA, which had a bunch of homosexual sadists in its ranks, like Ernst Röhm and Oskar Dierlewanger. And these guys ended up being mostly killed by Hitler during the Night of the Long Knives. But if they had not been, then the Nazis would have been a lot worse than they turned out to be. And that's what we have now. Right, what we have now taking over the USA and the European Union is Ernst Röhm, which is the murder-suicidal, homosexual, psychopath version of Nazism. That's what this is, right? So since 9/11. In fact, the first...
Yeah, what I see happening is a U.S. policy, for example, let me make a comment. We set up, for example, China to take over a lot of our industry over the number of 25 years. Yeah, and now we're in a pre-kinetic war. In other words, next war is going to be a kinetic war involving weapons of mass destruction, right? It's all by design, for genocide, to kill most of the human race on the planet.
Nuclear war.
No matter what your skin color is, right?
Yep. And
keep that thought. We'll be right back, Matt. Be back in just a minute, okay? This is the guy.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-88.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
When it comes to the police reform bills in the Democratic-led House and Republican-led Senate, they're seemingly miles apart in agreement on things. Republican Senator from Tennessee, Marsha Blackburn, tells Fox News some changes really do need to be made.
They also would like to see some standards in training. So you've got 50 different police academies with 50 different sets of training. Every state has one. So there should be some standardization.
The White House says President Trump is not directing a slowdown on coronavirus testing in the United States. White House spokesman Kayleigh McEnany saying the United States continues to test for the coronavirus.
We continue to test about 500,000 per day, about 500,000 people per day.
McEnany also saying that because of more testing, that means more positive cases. This is USA Radio News. Both Democrats and Republicans are ticked off at a former national security advisor and his new book that's set to release on Tuesday. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes reports from Washington.
John Bolton lacks credibility.
That's Trump campaign senior advisor Mercedes Schlapp on John Bolton.
John Bolton is disgruntled because of the fact that President Trump did not follow his direction.
Democrats are angry that Bolton makes accusations against the president in the book that he should have voiced at the impeachment hearings, but refused to do so.
John Bolton has demonstrated, and I think to the length and degree that he indicts Donald Trump, he also indicts himself for cowardice and for greed.
That's California Congressman Democrat Adam Schiff. He spoke on NBC's Meet the Press. Schlapp spoke on Fox News Sunday.
Georgia Republican Congressman Doug Collins says the Fulton County District Attorney should recuse himself from the Rayshard Brooks case. Congressman Collins making the comments over the weekend. This is USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home.
Ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
About John Bolton, and we'll get some documents and pictures up, perhaps in either a video between now and next Monday or next Monday. But I want you to comment about John Bolton. I mean, this guy's an idiot. I mean, on the one hand, he says, I won't vote for Biden. On the other hand, he criticizes Trump. He's a warmonger that helped open up the thing for the Iraqi war. He worked directly under George Bush, basically, as if you want to call his go-to warmongering puppet. And, of course, as you mentioned on the break, that since the presidential directive, which was passed before he left office, he's still the director of the Special Activity Division of the CIA that really runs foreign policy, not Obama, who got elected as president, but the silent director of the Special Activity Division of the CIA that runs the organ trade, the drug trade, and the human trade, and also the underlying background, if you want to call it, world government. Tell us all about it. Go ahead.
All the most significant nefarious activities, like knowing the locations of al-Qaeda leaders, like bin Laden, for example. Saad and Bush knew where bin Laden was for years, and he just revealed his location to Obama to have him killed pretty much on a whim, right, just to eliminate a witness, probably. And he would do the same thing to Bolton. Bolton is so dumb, he thinks that Bush is his ally. But Bush is the same thing as Aaron Spurum, as I was saying. You look at Bush, everything about him points to him being a complete carbon copy of the SA, like Aaron Spurum, the worst Nazis who use the most dirty tactics to frame their enemies and to seize power. And that's what they're doing right now. The liberals are so stupid. They'll call Trump a Nazi over just a rude comment on Twitter, but then the actual Nazis who are actually committing false flag attacks and agitating terrorists designing terror takeovers of the Middle East, designing mass immigration by terrorists, and fomenting riots and fomenting left-wing extremism here as an excuse to then ban and crack down on them and to make their beliefs illegal, right? These liberals are so right. stupid that they are calling out as Nazis and racists those who tell the truth about, for example, George Floyd's death as caused by fentanyl. They think that's Nazism, and they don't realize that the actual Nazis are presently framing them the same way that Hitler framed the Communist Party in Germany for the Reichstag fire. And then had the entire party banned nationwide. All their leaders were arrested. Many were,
interesting, isn't it?
Were tortured. Yes. And guess what? Guess who did that was the Sturmabteilung, the SA.
And by the way, there's a so-called...
That are behind Bush. No. Counts for them.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. And by the way, Sturm, these people are... agencies, all of the intel... Let me finish, Matt. Let me insert this comment. The intel agencies in the United States are run by people that are directly connected to the state of Israel. Israel did the contracts with the SAD yep. to put the bombs in the World Trade Center tower. Their Mossad nuclear agents have put the micro nukes in the World Trade Center tower to demolish it.
I mean, this is a lot of...
I know this from Max. That's why they had the dancing Israelis that said they were there in their video thing. Let me finish, Matt. They actually were back in Israel on video, on television, let me finish, saying that they actually were there to videotape the demolition of the World Trade Center towers. People don't want to hear this, do they?
What is Israel to begin with?
And they worked under the division of the SAD just as a contractor.
Israel is really a Nazi plan to exterminate Jews, right? It's actually a way of getting a bunch of Jews to move to one place and then be killed by their enemies in a mass murder-suicide, right? The Samson option. It's all Nazi genocide, right? That's what this all is. World War III.
Well, if they start a war with Iran, if they start a war with
Nazi genocide, right?
Right. If they start a war with Iran and Russia, that'll happen pretty swiftly, won't it?
That's the thing that's ironic.
We can see it already. In fact, if you look at the plan.
Yeah, you know, you go back to OKC, right? Even Oklahoma City, they're very...
Yeah, the Black Lives Matter, for example, the black baby in utero.
Very first major terror attack, OKC, right? Timothy McVeigh, he was assisted by...
People don't understand that
he was assisted by Al-Qaeda even back then.
Right, they were brought in actually from Iraq, you know that, right?
No, that was kind of a test run. Well, supposedly Palestinian and Iraqi National Guard. But you know what happened then, right, is... that was a test run, and then he went full force with 9/11. Where on 9/11, they had the Al Qaeda agents place C4 on the towers, on the pillars of the towers. They had them demolish Building 7 when it wasn't even hit by a plane. It's all so blatant, right? Obviously, what's going on here? This is Nazis committing terror attacks as a pretext.
Yeah, we know that. In fact, I've been trying to do radiation toxicology of it.
Islamists and communists, right? That's all this is. Ultimately, what's going to happen is that these moron liberals who scream racist and Nazi over the simplest statements of fact on Twitter are going to be mass murdered and arrested by Nazis that they helped put in power.
Well, we already see it. If you remove, for example, the police in these inner cities that have a lot of black and Hispanic and other poor people, we're going to already see it. I mean, it'll be a killing field.
Yeah,
and they don't clean up the drugs, which are the underlying thing. That movie video I saw from a year ago, is a collapse. Let me finish, Matt. Let me finish my statement, okay? The city of Seattle started to collapse last year, especially just because it won't clean up the drug problem. Please continue. Go ahead.
Well, I mean, that just goes to show how stupid these people are at this point. That they're all upset about the most banal things, like, you know, somebody made a racist comment or acted vaguely racist towards someone in their neighborhood, or somebody stated the forbidden truth. That George Floyd didn't die from a chokehold, but died from fentanyl, right? All these obvious facts are offensive and racist to them as they are agitated into becoming self-discrediting, ridiculous, implausible fanatics, just like the communists in Germany, who will then be blamed for all sorts of terror attacks and arsons. That's already happening, right? What did Hitler do? He blamed communists for arson that the Nazis themselves actually did in the Reichstag fire.
Well, I don't know. When they had the Fox News and...
arrested.
Yeah. Let me make a comment here, Matt. The media now, including even Fox News, I saw this idiot yesterday on Fox News, all pushing the idea that Trump is way behind in the polls. I don't see any rational America supporting the Democrats with open cities that are decaying like Seattle or Minneapolis, New York, where they're trying to get rid of the police. Now the police are getting what's called a blue flu in Atlanta. Two districts there. They won't go to calls even if somebody could be killed or have, you know, shootouts going on. This is extremely dangerous. And people need to realize that the real election is from rational people who want to fix it to crazies, including the demon rats and the rhino Republicans and the people behind the scenes that are manipulating the whole thing to create a disaster, right?
What's going to happen eventually is these people will become ever more of a minority versus those who
are... Your comments, go ahead.
...their destruction, right? So as they become more arson-happy and looting-happy and riot-happy and murderous and violent and thuggish and anti-police, of course, this, first of all, they're stupid enough to actually make the police their main enemy. The police being those who are responsible for arresting criminals and enforcing laws. So as soon as they have more strict laws in response to this...
Really, and when actually 99% of the police are good. Some of them can probably are a little bit overreactive, but to be honest, if we had extra technology to help them have a new interface to knock people down like a drone net or other technology, the fact is that when a person is a druggie, aims a gun at you or a taser or some other lethal weapon like a machete, you don't have any choice. You have to use lethal force and you shoot for the center of the body. Don't shoot for their leg. They may not hit the leg. And if they don't harm the person permanently, they're going to either get chopped or dead or lose their eye or something. I mean, people don't understand. You can't put police in that kind of level of danger and expect to have a civil community, right?
Obviously, it doesn't make any sense, right? It's very stupid to begin with to riot and destroy stuff over somebody's untimely death at the hands of drugs or police or anything, right? It's stupid either way, but they are very stupid people, right? These college kids and these blacks from the inner city are very dumb and naive and don't realize they're being used as a patsy, just like the Reichstag fire, as a pretext for then banning their ideology, mass arresting them, and maybe even torturing and executing them, which is probably what we're going to see happen here within the next decade. Right, I'm saying this is a takeover disguised as liberalism.
No,
the liberals
are Matt, what do you think is going to happen in the election? We have two alternatives. Let me ask you a question. Do you think that Donald J. Trump's going to get in or Biden? Because if Biden gets in, we're going to have immediate civil war in this country, aren't we?
Probably Trump will get elected again.
It's going to get real bad real quick. What?
But we'll have to, I mean, who knows what the ultimate effect of this?
If he, hopefully, will. Yeah, exactly. He hasn't fixed things as fast as he should have done already, but if the Biden. Thank you, Pamela.
Coronavirus is a serious worldwide pandemic, and many people are looking for their best defense. It's here at NutriMedical.com. Prepare with a first line of defense kit from NutriMedical. Dr. Bill Deagle's first line of defense kit helps block airborne pathogens and shuts down all viruses. This viral defense kit includes NIOSH N95 mask, antiviral wipes, monotomic Nutriodine, NutriSilver antipathogenic spray, NutriDefense viral capsid blocker, Allicin Med, so powerful it kills MRSA, PowerC Plus to stop viral replication and cytokine storms. Our NutriMeds are unique in power and persistence to kill toxic viral particles and speed recovery. Protect your family now. Get your first line of defense kit from NutriMedical.com today. Don't be a carrier or succumb to COVID-19. Be prepared with Dr. Bill's first line of defense kit. Click NutriMedical.com, spelled NutriMedical.com, or call 888-212-8871, bringing nutrition and medicine together. NutriMedical.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871. Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritional meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family. Online.
And we're coming back, Matthew. Let's talk solutions now. You know, I know we talked about the horror of what's going on. They give us your plan of solutions to fix this before the election or after the election. Not only in America, but this is not just an American problem. The Black Lives Matter protests are occurring in London and other countries around the world. We've seen the polarization of the population to try to create racism, but there isn't any racism. This is basically a globalist genocidal policy. And we see Bill Gates out there thinking he's a god. I saw the World Economic Forum comments by Schauf, this German guy, who 50 years ago, in 1970, published this document that he wanted the fourth industrial revolution, which is to chip track and even interface with human consciousness, and to control our genetics, to reduce the world population dramatically and move to a green agenda. These people have been working on this for many decades. This is not new. And people understand this. Basically, this had the genesis back with the Tool Society over 100 years ago in Nazi Germany. Many of the policies, basically, there's a movie series on Vimeo called The Man in the High Castle. And I think it's in the fifth season right now, where the Nazis didn't lose the war, and since they didn't, because many of the Tool Society took over intel agencies and the global project called Project Omega, conserved in 1933 in Nazi Germany. Their scientists not only started their space program, but also were incorporated in the OSS, later became the NSA and CIA. And Project Omega, which is to conform all these agencies under one roof, is actually under George Bush Sr., which was finished in 1982. I know this from classified sources, so you're right. What we're seeing here is a collective shadow government, a world government right now, tied to the same forces that were in Nazi Germany, and you're going back Germany, and Adolf Hitler even arose, right?
Ironically enough, the Nazis, first of all, the worst Nazis like Ernst Röhm and the SA were directly sponsored by the United States to begin with, by things like Bohemian Grove and Skull and Bones in the U.S. And on top of that, this is the exact same people who founded the State of Israel.
Right.
With Harry S. Truman, they founded the State of Israel. And what is the purpose of Israel? As I said, it's just a genocidal weapon. It's a way of mass murdering people in the Middle East, including Jews. And the Jews, right, the rabbis are behind a lot of this to begin with as well. In Germany, Jewish rabbis participated in the Holocaust and were high-ranking Nazis. Some of the worst ones, like Adolf Eichmann and Herschel Steinschneider, right?
I think we've run the whole story here now, but I want in this last segment to lay out.
I want to lay out some plans
on how to fix this because the first
last time as well.
Let me make a statement here. I know you. I think you made your statement. I don't want to use the whole segment up on this, Matt. Let me make a comment here. Stop for a second, okay? What I want you to do is talk about solutions. Number one. We need to get not only Trump in, we need to get the people around him, like these maniacs, away from him. We need to inform the man, because obviously he's uninformed. He's starting to catch on, but it's a little late. I mean, he could have dealt with Antifa and Black Lives Matter 2 or 3 years ago. He could have dealt with the state of Israel, who's actually managing all of our intel security for every agency in the U.S. government run by Israeli intel officers. He should have dealt with the fact that he talked about, even before he got elected, about the IMF and run by the same people. Basically, the Vatican working directly with these world government programs and the high-level masons that work with the state of Israel, hell, I call it Israel. People don't understand what's really going on, do they? They don't grasp how we've already got a world government in the shadows. And it's, right?
First of all, as I said, we are already like two-thirds.
Yeah,
of the
give us a couple bullet points.
And on top of that, people are so incredibly stupid and degenerate now that...
Well, I don't think... Let's go beyond that.
The inevitable consequence.
Well, you don't need to worry about that, Matt. Matt, you don't need to worry about that. Firstly, none of the Matt, stop for a second. First off, none of the Western countries, including America, are making enough new babies to sustain population. In the next 80 years, Japan will cease to exist. America, every European country cannot sustain their population. Don't worry about population growth. What's happening is the third world, where most of the population is occurring.
666.
No, I'm saying the population problem is. The population problem is not a problem anymore.
Population.
Okay, well, let's go beyond that. Let's talk solutions. It's not population. Matt, just stop for a second. I'm talking about simple solutions. Number one, we've got to get Trump elected. Number two, we need to have proceed living in action by people. Number three, we need to get rid of the media being monitoring us, like YouTube and so on, telling us we can't have an opinion. We need to stop this idea of the courts trying to legislate from the bench. We need people to start realizing that when you put politicians in, like this mayor of Seattle, you're going to have chaos. You can't have politicians acting against the U.S. Constitution, the rule of law, and I'm still walking around not being arrested. I can't believe that the mayor of Seattle or the people who are involved with trying to remove the police are not already in cuffs and heading off to jail. I can't understand why people like Brennan and Clapper and these other maniacs that threatened even Trump early on, basically saying, we're the real world government, you're not. And we don't understand if Bush is behind the scenes manipulating by contacts and phone calls and policy, the SAD, what we have is a shadow world government already operating, and it's not coming out of Beijing or Russia. It's coming out of the United States, isn't it? Right?
Out of the United States for a long
time. So the solution
time.
Has to be exposure of these guys. I don't think Trump has cleared the swamp. He hasn't cleared the swamp, right? Yeah.
Well,
there's no swamp cleaning. I mean, Trump hasn't cleared, as far as I'm concerned, the swamp at all.
Point. Look, the real problem at this point is that the people, the masses, the rabble, are such scum and such degenerate liars and prostitutes and so forth. They want to believe in lies. They hate the truth. That's why they're stupid enough to go around trying to censor people for telling simple facts. Right? They're in denial of basic, simple reality and basic nature. They will be mass murdered. That's just what happens. That's the inevitable consequence of believing in a lie. As I said last program,
exactly. Yeah,
right? That's a lie, right? 666 is a lie in the form of a man, like Jim Jones, and a lie. If you trust a lie, the lie betrays your trust, and it does it in a horrific way. Right? Mass murder.
Look at all the people around Trump when dealing with the vaccine. He's got this warp drive program. Yeah, let me talk about COVID-19.
Right,
he's got Bill Gates, Burks, and Gavin Fauci.
The solution is after most people in the USA and Europe and Asia get killed.
Well, that's going to be pretty messy. That'll be very.
The solution is after them, then you can have actual law and order. And
that's not going to be.
But right now, they are so overpopulated and stupid and scummy and degenerate. and delusional, that it's not even possible to make a society out of people like this. This is why this happens. It's a natural consequence, right? It's like nature culling degenerates.
I'm going to disagree. First off, the population. Let me make a comment here. I disagree on the population thing, but I'll tell you what the problem is. Education and drugs. And the fact is all these states are collapsing because they permit drugs and they have diseducation. You're right. The educational institutions don't want people to do critical thinking. They don't want to observe the facts. For example, you have to understand when you're looking at this and they're pushing policy, right?
Mm-hmm.
So the critical thinking is literally extruded from our education system. The same with the churches. The churches are cults, basically, most of them. There's small churches that want to look at some truths and some facts. But most of them are basically...
mainly what it is.
Right.
Simply people.
But what I'm saying is people are being manipulated by politics, religion, and false law, legal action.
People are, you know, they believe in the
law. Well, that's true. And the fact is that if you raise issues, they can even be supported by...
That's what happens, right? This is what happens when you believe.
Well, I think some people are going to wake up. My guess is let's talk about. We're going to be finished here in a minute. I'm going to just say the solution involves getting a portion of the population is going to prep up. We're going to talk about this in the third hour with John Moore. A portion of the population is going to separate from the big cities and get themselves ready with food, water, electricity. And it will self-educate and realize they've been told lies all along in politics, religion, and every area of education, okay? Including medical education, legal education, it's all lies, right?
Well, you know, but what does it say in Revelation, right? They repented not. So I don't think that we have much hope.
So people are going to have to start separating from the...
They're not good. They're not friends of any life on earth, right? They're just evil.
Well, I think a percentage of people are going to... Well, I think what you're going to see is a tiny fraction of the population is going to separate themselves to survive, and the rest are basically committing what I call lemmingocide. In other words, like lemmings jumping off the cliff. And if our society goes down the pathway of totalitarian globalism and Nazi Satanism, it's going to be very bad, isn't it?
People will stop being degenerate.
I think we went off for a break. Thank you. No, we're back. We're back. Yeah, absolutely, yeah. We have to wake up. Hour 3 coming up with John Moore. We're going to hear his comments, too. We'll be back in a moment. I hope Trump will do something soon about this, but he's moving awfully slow, and I don't know what their plan is.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
Plus, to stop viral replication and cytokine storms, our NutriMeds are unique in power and persistence to kill toxic viral particles and speed recovery. Protect your family now. Get your first line of defense kit from NutriMedical.com today. Don't be a carrier or succumb to COVID-19. Be prepared with Dr. Bill's first line of defense kit. Click NutriMedical.com, spelled NutriMedical.com, or call 888-212-8871, bringing nutrition and medicine together. NutriMedical.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one
one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.